Bloomington Normal School districts will soon return to classrooms a couple of days a week. Unit 5 and District 87 have made hybrid learning plans public. The districts are fulfilling a promise to let parents know about second quarter plans before October 1st. Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel says the union and the district consulted frequently to develop their plan. What was missing is Illinois State Board of Education and Regional Office of Education input.
With this particular process, we didn't rely on them. The State Board of Education, has put out different guidance documents over the course of the last several months, and, we've referred to those at times.
Some districts express frustration that the guidance is not consistent or clear. What has your experience been?
Sure. I would agree with that sometimes it's not always as clear as what we would hope from the State Board of Education. I personally would have liked to have seen the State Board come out with metrics that they wanted all school districts across the state to use, but to date they have not done that.
Is that a reasonable ask of them because of the variety of district types? So you are the 15th largest district, and that's a lot different from a tiny rural district.
I guess what I would be looking for would be, what are the metrics that districts should use to make those decisions, and what are the ranges within? Like, what are the numbers, the percentages that districts should use? Because that's not clear cut. So while still, they could give that, I think, to districts while still allowing individual districts decision-making authority. But right now, they've not given any guidance on that. And so it makes it really challenging for, school districts across the state.
Have they said why not?
I have not heard a reason, no.
It's difficult, if not impossible, in the present moment to satisfy everyone. Who do you choose to not satisfy?
I would say it's more about a choice of what can we do to meet students' academic and social-emotional needs while keeping students and staff safe. And so that's what we feel like our plan addresses.
Those might be conflicting priorities just in and of themselves, let alone all of the other pressures that you're facing.
I guess I don't see it that way. I think because we are doing a hybrid model, so only part of the students will be in person, allows us to follow, the social distancing, abide by all of the safety and healthy guidelines that, different entities have issued. I feel probably more confident that we can do that in a hybrid model, whereas maybe some other school districts have everybody back in person and not being able to meet that social distancing, guideline.
You will have cases. You will have temporary classroom shutdowns for cleaning. But overall, in an overarching sense, what will constitute success for this hybrid plan?
Sure. I think giving our students the opportunity for that in-person instruction to meet their academic and social-emotional needs. Many of the districts that have opened, when they've had positive cases, those positive cases haven't grown in the school setting. They've come in from an outside activity, an adult or that a student has participated in outside of school, maybe a family gathering on a weekend, and then, brought that in. So it didn't really stem from school. So I think, just getting our kids back and being able to keep, the social distancing, meeting all the guidelines, we'll be happy with that.
When will parents have to tell you what they choose? What's their deadline?
Sure. So parents will need to make a decision by Monday, September 28th.
District 87 has cited the difficulty in keeping social distancing during passing periods for high school students as a reason why they don't yet have a way forward for the upper grade levels. You've chosen to go ahead with upper grade levels. How are you handling the challenge of passing periods?
Sure. So we have signage on the floors, on the walls. In some of our larger buildings, stairwells will be one directional, so you can only go up or down certain sets of stairs. In the hallways that we're able to make one way, we will do our best to do that. But the reality is, students aren't going to be hanging out in the hallway for 15 minutes or longer in between passing periods. Are passing periods are only a few minutes in length. And so, students are all going to have to be wearing masks. The adults in the building will be enforcing that. And if students have to, cross paths in the hallway, they're wearing masks. It'll be less than 15 minutes. So we feel comfortable having, again, approximately half of our students in the building on given days.
That's Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel. This is 89.1 FM, WGLT, and WGLT.org.